Welcome back, family. This is your boy, Ed. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. Hey, I have another one for you. The question is, how do you manage multiple projects simultaneously? Hey, I got seven steps or my seven-step framework. You know, I always want to give you seven. I'm just feeling that great today. We're going to make sure we give you seven. These are going to be seven great ones to help you if you're managing multiple projects. First, let me park there parenthetically and let you know that even though you're managing multiple projects, one of the things I want to say before we even get started, I want to ensure that you're also taking care of you. What does that look like? What does that mean? Understanding when you need to get up and take a break. I've had challenges with this through my whole career because when you want to be exceptional, sometimes you'll get so locked in that you will forget about, hey, did I eat? Or hey, I probably need to go to the bathroom. I mean, I'm being so sincere when I say that is that don't forget about you when you're managing all these projects, because if you can't show up to be your best every day, then it won't matter how the projects are going, because then you wouldn't be able to lead them. So I say that first. I always want to make sure that is said first before we even go into the seven. So that was just a bonus, because I've seen project managers get burnt out because they're trying to take on the world when you have a team to help you out. So let's move forward. The first one is prioritize your projects. When I say prioritize your projects, I'm saying understand which projects have the most sense of urgency, which ones have the tightest deadlines, and you have to look at it. So let's say you have three projects that you're leading, which timelines are very important to meet, even though you got to meet the all of them, but which ones, if you could just order them, synchronize them, how would you do that? Well, easy. Whatever ones are due first, you probably want to make sure you're focusing on that. But keep in mind, you can't forget about the other projects that you're leading as well. So make sure when you're leading a project and you have multiple projects that you identify, okay, I'm gonna prioritize these. And sometimes prioritization can change depending on the business need, depending on what leadership depends. But most of the time, you will have a good idea of what projects really needs a sense of urgency or really needs that whole handing aspect of things. Another thing I know is kind of self-explanatory or it's common sense, but they said sometimes common sense can be uncommon. And what that translates into is make sure, family, which going to my point number two, make sure you have a schedule, a project schedule, which outlines your tasks, which outlines your milestones, and basically understanding this will help you with point number one, which basically understanding the prioritization and which projects are up to be completed first, or if you have any risk or issues that are competing that you really need to focus in and lock in on. Point number three is delegate tasks. Well, let me say something about that as well. In delegation, sometimes people confuse delegation with, here it is, I'm gone. I've seen that a lot of times where when you get ready to delegate a task, you'll delegate it and just walk away and just forget about it. And then you're frustrated like, well, I gave you the responsibility. Why you didn't, if you were struggling or you had some concerns or issues, why you didn't come to me? I'm the project manager. I'm here to support you. Well, it's because you didn't check in. You weren't leading the project. You were managing the project, because if you were leading the project, you would have identified like, wait a minute, I haven't seen any activity as far as the task that I assigned. Something must not be right. Let me do a check-in with the resource that I assigned it to, and also see if they have some questions, because you never know. Sometimes what tend to happen is when you delegate something, people may feel afraid to ask you, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think it is? Because you already pushed it to them and said, here, you go figure it out. Instead of setting them up for success, say, hey, you know what? I'm delegating this task to you. If there's any questions or any concerns, what I like to do is I like to check in with you and say, and give them options. Hey, would you like for me to check in with you every other day? Or would you like for me to check in with you on a Monday, Wednesday, whatever that frequency looked in. But set that schedule up, family. When I mean set the schedule up, the schedule schedule that you're going to check in with the resource that is actually responsible for that task. Because if not, then you'll get caught where they didn't actually complete it, or and they didn't complete it, and they'll say, well, this came up, that came up. So you need to make sure you're partnering with the resource that you assign the task to, and they're getting the proper support so they can be successful. Because you keep in mind, if they win, you win. That's why I love project management, because we're a coach. We're here to really support the team and make sure that they win. It's not about the project manager, it's about the team. And when you learn that, then you'll have amazing success. You know, my favorite of all the soft skills that you can ever learn is making sure you communicate effectively. I talked about this in a previous video. Communication, being able to communicate where the project is at, where it's going, what are any impediments, or what we say roadblocks, that are getting in the way of having success on this project. If you do that, family, there's no way anyone should be blindsided. I love this, the scenario, what I heard TD Jakes talked about. And this was way before they had the mirror, where if someone's sitting in your blind spot, they show you, oh, it's like some little icon that come up and say, hey, this person is in your blind spot. But back then, they didn't have that technology. And when you had to really make sure you're watching, you know, your rear view mirror, the side mirrors and everything. But imagine if you had a passenger on the side of that's riding with you, they'll be able to assist you better compared to you, because you're trying to focus on the road and making sure, you know, as we say, defensive driving, making sure nobody doesn't hit you. When you have, that's the whole purpose of having a team and being able to communicate effectively of the of the updates, communicating up and down the line. And when I say up and down the line, I mean communicating up to leadership and communicating back down for what leadership said to the team. And let me say this too. Know your audience. Know who you're talking to, because the message for leadership may be different than the message to your team, because the message to leadership may be more on a higher level and not all in what we say in the weeds, or not so detailed. It's, hey, this is what was going on and this is how we're going to fix it. Or, hey, we tried that solution, it doesn't work, we need some additional assistance. So family, when you're communicating, as I call it, up and down the ladder per se, make sure, family, that you know who your audience is that you're communicating. This is my favorite as well. I know I got a lot of favorites, but setting real expectations. Sometimes there was a cartoon, I wish I could remember who put that together, where someone said, hey, yeah, this is, they told them what they wanted as far as for the swing set. And when they finally finished, it was just a tire and a rope. And what it was saying is a lot of times we set unrealistic expectations, and then when we get what we get, then we're frustrated because we're like, well, that is not what we were looking for. So if we set real expectations, I don't know why I was struggling, I was thinking about something else. But when you set real expectation, what this does, it allows you to set your team up for success. So if they're saying, hey, we want this, you know, a month early, well, great. Okay, you want this a month early. These are some of the things that you may run into if we produce this a month early, but we can make it happen. But are you willing to take the risk on some of these other things not happen? Are you willing to take the risk on? So you have to be prepared when someone sets unrealistic expectations to be able to agree to disagree. And when I say agree to disagree, is show them, provide details of why this can work and why it cannot work. I mean, a lot of times people focus on why it can't work all the time, but have a list of both, because if they want to move forward with this, they're going to move forward or not. But make sure you're able to articulate out about, hey, these are the deadlines that were set, but I think we need to go back and what we call rebaselining this, and to set a more realistic deadline. So let's move on to my last two final points: monitor and track the progress. This is kind of self-explanatory, family. As you know, after you execute, the next thing in the process group is monitoring, controlling. So monitoring and checking and tracking the progress, that's some of the components I named here, which is having that schedule. And when you have a schedule, you're able to track to see where people are at, because you're checking in with them. Even when I talked about the delegation aspect, you're checking in with them to see, hey, okay, I just delegated you this. I just want to, you know, do a quick check-in, and constantly doing these quick check-ins just to make sure. And if they get irritated with you and say, well, you know, I feel like you're micromanaging me, or you say, listen, I'm not trying to micromanage you. Well, what do you think will work well for you so we can work together as a team? Because I gave you a deliverable. You told me you were going to do it. But if I'm not seeing the action or the activity, then I'm going to have increase, or have an increase in frequency and communication to ensure that we're on the same page. But if you believe we're on the same page, then I won't have to do that. So again, family, just making sure you're making sure that there are no bottlenecks. There, your stakeholders are not bottlenecks. You don't become a bottleneck, that you're providing that proper support. And the last thing is understanding your team's bandwidth, or as I like to say, balancing resources and workload. By balancing resources and workload, you won't burn your team out. Matter of fact, you won't burn yourself out. And sometimes that can be challenging, because the team is working on multiple different projects within the organization, so your project is not the only project. So I say that because sometimes, you know, as a project manager, we only feel like our team is only working on this one thing, like our thing is the most important thing. I would love to think that. I would love to appreciate that, but that's not the case, family. Some, you know, a project, as we know, has a beginning and an end date. So that means that the team also has their day-to-day work. So be thinking of that. Be cognizant of when you're working with your team to make sure that they have the proper resources and they have the proper bandwidth to make sure that they can support us. Hope you enjoyed today's video, family. This was one of the things I'm really passionate about, is making sure that when you're managing multiple projects, that you are leading these projects and not just manage it. This has been your boy ED. This has been another opportunity for Learn Some Project Management. I'm glad you joined us. Until next time, I'm out.